That was our last scheduled Bells for this season. They will be back in the fall, maybe sometime in the summer to play for us, but that's their last regularly scheduled. So thank you all for your time. One of my favorite books when I was a kid was a gift from my grandmother. Now, my grandmother, I guess in retrospect, she wasn't the nicest lady, but she was the kind of person who knew exactly the perfect gift to give someone. Do you have someone in your life like that who knows exactly the perfect gift? It's rare, but boy, my grandma. One Christmas, she gave me a book that I cherished for many years. I don't know where it is at this point in my life, but it was called Hans Brinker and the Silver Skates. Do any of you know the story? Now, in an aside in the book, the author Mary Mapes Dodge introduces us to the hero of Harlem. Now, you may know him better as the legendary boy who saves all of Holland by sticking his finger in the dike, or as we call them here, Levy. Now, as the legend goes, one day, a small boy in the Dutch city of Harlem, that's Harlem with a double A, as he walks home from school, discovers a leak in one of the dikes that protects the city from devastating flooding from the North Sea. Thinking fast, he sticks his finger in the hole to stop the leak, and he stands there all night until he's discovered cold and exhausted the next morning. Well, the townsfolk quickly repair the dike before it fails and devastates the city with a flood. And so the boy becomes the hero of Harlem. And that, my friends, is an example of Fanafi. But more on that later. And no, that's not a kind of pie, although it kind of sounds it, doesn't it? More on that later. Here's another story, and this one is true. Steve Gottry was a successful businessman in the 80s. And by 92, he had grown his little one-man advertising firm into a multi-million dollar company with 10 employees. He had an airplane, a boat, 5 cars, a successful businessman living the dream here in the good old US of A. Well, by 94, that dream had disappeared faster than, well, you get the point. He lost nearly everything due to a downturn in the economy, bad debts, personal missteps. And on top of that, he lost much of his house in a fire, and his wife and daughter both had serious health issues. And that experience was a wake-up call for him. Having hit bottom, he decided to go to basics and rethink his life and business according to one simple principle, Fanafi, which is an acronym for Find a Need and Fill It. And using that principle as a guide, he was able to build a new business and, of course, write a book. Because who doesn't write a book, right? But the idea behind Fanafi is about as simple as it gets. Find a real need that no one else is meeting, meet it effectively, and your venture will grow, whether it's a business, a leaky dam, or a church. And that's exactly the message that Jesus gives to his disciples as his time of departure comes near. He gave them instructions on how to Fanafi as his representatives here on earth. Rule number one, you gotta have a dream. Anything successful begins with a dream, envisioned by a leader that people buy into. Dreaming big helps us to see a different future, a different outcome, a new way to change an old problem, and then make it a reality. But what does a boy and a dyke and a businessman have to do with the church anyway? Well, Jesus had given his disciples a vision, a dream that he called the kingdom of God. And that dream, no doubt, disappeared when he was crucified and died. But on the other side of the empty tomb, they now saw what was possible. They saw a people restored, people brought to new life through the power of God's saving love. And when that was the case, well, then the sky's the limit as to what they could do. Now, he had instructed them about the kingdom and continued to do so in those 40 days between Easter and the Ascension. This was the vision that had driven Jesus, the central theme of his preaching, the kingdom of God, the focus of his healing, and the dream for which he gave his life, to usher in God's kingdom. And as his departure becomes imminent here in the ascension, he makes sure that his disciples would be driven by the same dream. And so he refocuses their vision, reminds them that their energy shouldn't be put into speculation, but into action. It's not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. The kingdom is here, and it's yet to be, all at the same time, in some crazy way. And that's hard for us to get our heads around. But what we can understand is that the kingdom is here among us, and yet we are still to spend our time working for that kingdom. We have the dream. We've seen that foretaste of God's kingdom here on earth, and how that will look in terms of justice and mercy and healing and peace and enough for every one of us. We've seen that view of the kingdom of God in Jesus' ministry, and yet Jesus calls us to dream big about how that looks in our world today, to find the need, to look for the hole in our world, to find the leak in the dike and take our finger. And well, you know, Fanafi. You know, the truth is that Jesus' disciples were the original left behind people, left behind by Jesus to continue his work rather than wondering about their own salvation. They were to be driven by visions of the kingdom of God breaking into their world, rather than merely focusing on getting to heaven. You see, what the world really needs is hope. Have you seen any hope in the last year? I sure haven't. We need a vision of a different present, and even better, an example to follow into a new future. Jesus provided that vision and that example in his life and ministry, and he continues to call us to do the same through the Holy Spirit. If we want to meet the needs of the world and be relevant, vibrant, transformational, then let's follow Christ. That's what we've been left behind to do. Planning. It's not enough to just have a vision or a dream. Planning is involved as well. Boy, if there's one thing Presbyterians do well, it's plan. We may not do well what to do after we've finished planning, but boy, can we plan. And we can make committees and meetings, and wow, it's just awesome what we can plan. Remember the Saturday Night Live skit during the first Bush-Gore political campaign? I don't know, does anyone watch Saturday Night Live anymore? It's kind of strange. Well, Will Ferrell, as George W., says, strategy. That's what every dream needs, strategy. So after giving his disciples a vision of this kingdom of God, this reign of God, this new thing breaking in on the world, he proceeds to give them a plan for making it a reality. He told them to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them. We'll get back to that next week. Empowering them for the work that was ahead of them. That work would involve an outwardly focused strategy of taking the story of Jesus and that vision of the kingdom from a local group into the entire world. And that the disciples would be the witnesses to that. The students were now becoming the teachers, and their focus would begin with telling the story and sharing the vision with the very people who had seen Jesus crucified, and then move out to the ends of the earth. See, an experience with Christ was not something that his followers could keep to themselves. That vision was so compelling, and the person of Christ, that these simple men and women, they left their homes. They went traipsing around the world, telling stories, sharing their dreams, meeting the needs of people in a world where, let's face it, nobody cared. The Roman Empire was great at keeping the peace, as it were, but it didn't offer hope or meaning. And into this vacuum came the church, witnessing to Christ, who was once dead but has been raised by the power of God and who now lives so that we too could live. And that was a radical and subversive message. And it spread rapidly through the Roman Empire. And in less than three centuries, it conquered the empire. Clearly, they had nailed the Fanafi principle, even though it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Consider this. If the gospel means good news, which it does, why is much of the world's news so bad? What would it take to make more good news possible? What is in your town, your state, this country, in the world that breaks your heart and breaks the heart of God? That should be our Fanafi focus. Find a need and fill it. So look around and get your finger ready. Bottom line of that early church's vision was that they had something that people really needed. They had a story of hope. They had a plan for loving and a compelling way of life. What they offered was less a product than a person, Jesus Christ. The world needed the good news about him, and we surely need it now. So how will we Fanafi the good news? We have the story. We have been filled with the Spirit. We don't like to talk about it as Presbyterians, but we have been filled by the Spirit. We have the resources we need. Good Lord, this church has resources, people, and finances. In our own community, we've been part of Fanafi with the town's food pantry, which was formed years ago, like Jill said, by the Bellevue Ministerium and now run by NCAP. And we have played a big role in that venture every single week. The amount of food you donate and the money that you give through this church, besides privately, is amazing. Or Bellevue Together, we've got three boxes out there right now, which was formed to meet the needs of the poor, with clothing, maybe some food sometimes, and help with the daily things of life, help for the things students need. And we've been there every step of the way to keep that vision of Bellevue Together alive and thriving to the glory of God. But there is still need. Isn't that the truth? Great need in our town and in our world. Where is it? How can we be of help? How can we, with our time and our talent and our treasure and our energy, fill those leaking places? How do we go out into all of the world proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ with our hearts and with our hands? Do you see a need in your town? Do you have a vision? Do you see how and where we can fit in? Because we'd sure like to hear your ideas. Fanafi, find a need and fill it. It's the work Jesus has given to us to carry on while we await his return. Fanafi. Amen.